vessel while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mike Maino. Welcome to Company Break. And this month, our special guests are from the historic Tiverton Four Corners. We have three people representing the group that is that makes up Tiverton Four Corners group, and we're going to find out everything we ever wanted to know about them. First of all, let me introduce to you, we have Alex Campbell. Welcome, Alex.
Good morning. Welcome to us.
Welcome to you indeed. It's good to have you with us. And then we have Peter Turpak is here. Peter, welcome.
Welcome, Mike. Glad to be here.
Nice to see you. And then Catherine Lovell is here. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good. Nice to have all three of you here in the studios, and we'll talk about things about Tiverton Four Corners. Historic Tiverton Four Corners, I believe, is the way it's built. And it's a group of merchants that's located there that is probably, as most people in this area of southern New England would know, Tiverton is not going to have too many skyscrapers. Too many McDonald's or fast food chains and things like that. Tiverton is a nice, small, historic town, right?
Yeah, a country village.
Country village, as you say. And you gave me some fun facts about Tiverton.
I did.
And it's about it's like 300 years old.
Yeah, it was founded in 1697. That's what I know.
1697.
Yeah.
And that's just a few years after Providence, which was 1636, just in case you were writing that down.
Oh, I am writing it down.
Okay, Thank you. So now, Catherine, have you always lived in Tiverton?
No, I actually moved to Tiverton about 5 years ago, but I've been in Rhode Island for a long time, was in Providence for a long time, and moved to Tiverton because it was the most beautiful place, and I had the opportunity once I sold my house real fast, so I had a reason.
A reason to be there.
Right. After years of driving through.
And Peter, are you a longtime resident?
Yeah, I'm actually from the next town over, Little Compton, but I've been...
so you're where the rich people live.
There are some rich people there, yep. okay. It's the end of the road out there in Little Compton, although many people find it a beginning.
Right.
So, I'm still working on that. And
I have many friends that live in Little Compton. We'll talk afterwards and we'll find out about it.
All right. So, yeah, but as far as Tiverton Four Corners, it's great to be a part of the whole of what's going on over there as an artist and a designer. You don't want to stand alone. You know, you want to be part of a mosaic. And it's a nice collection of vendors and artists and unique spaces, so I'm certainly glad to be part of it.
And the program this morning is talking about the fact that you each represent different businesses. Alex is from Gallery 4, and then Peter from Studio by the Sea, and Catherine from the Catherine Lovell Studio and Gallery.
Yeah.
Alex, how long have you been in beautiful downtown Tiverton?
Well, I'm pretty new compared to so many other of our neighbors. I've been there since 2008. I left the printing industry and fell in love with Oriental Rugs, which I am now part of. Silk Road Traders at Gallery 4. My partner Elaine Hill had started the business in 2003, along with Sue Frieda and Arne Krebs. Jewelry and wire sculpture. And they started it in 2003. We had another partner who had Chinese furniture, antiques. So quite eclectic things for us to fit into this wonderful neighborhood where you can have gourmet cheese, you can have gourmet sandwiches, you can have wonderful ice cream, clothes, pottery, ceramics, just a wide range of beautiful things to choose from.
So we're actually here this morning touting the fact that Tiverton Four Corners, for lack of a better term, is an association that we're dealing with today of lots of kinds of businesses in historic buildings in a beautiful setting. And as Alex mentioned a little bit about her business, Catherine, let's go back to your gallery. What would we find there?
Well, my gallery is my work, and occasionally I have small shows of other people's work as well. But I've been a painter for 30 years, and when I plopped myself down in the middle of the Four Corners, I was excited to have not just a gallery, not just a studio, which is what I've usually had, but a gallery space as well. And my gallery is in a 250-year-old building, which is interesting all on its own. Which I guess was originally built as a little store. So I always think of doing sort of what it was originally intended to do. Yeah. But I do landscapes, and I do very one-of-a-kind kind of work. It's hard to describe on the radio. It's hard to describe paintings on the radio.
Well, use your hands.
That'll help. Well, they're about this big.
All right. Okay. Yeah. And Peter, how about you? A little bit more about your business.
My business, Studio by the Sea, is it's a design and fabrication studio where I work in many mediums, predominantly silver, gold, bronze, platinum pieces. So really three parts to my business. I repair and restore all types of older pieces. Oftentimes the jobs nobody else wants to do because there's a lot of jewelry stores which sell jewelry, but I'm actually a jeweler. So I have my bench set up, and so I'm able to take care of quite a lot of things that other people either don't want to do or don't know how to do.
Probably mostly don't know how to do.
Yeah, I would think so. So I'm very busy with that type of work. Another type of my work is that I will take older family pieces and I do what I call redirect them. Everyone's got the obsolete pieces of jewelry in their drawer at home, and what I do is I cut them up into component form and I rearrange them into a new, entirely new piece. So it's a way for my customers to leverage what they own, what they already own, combining it with what I know and what I'm willing to do for them. So it's a nice combination, and be able to embed a lot of symbolism in some pieces and save some money too. So, and the third part that I do is I design in for some national companies where I develop prototypes and I produce predominantly buckles, belt buckles, and
do you make
bottle
models
openers
for them?
Yeah, I'm a model maker, and so I have. I'm proud to say I just finished up with 10,000 piece a year with national distribution, and all those were made in Rhode Island.
Great.
So, yeah, it's a nice location to be able to do all that. And
I think that's what actually you and I have two things in common about how we have our businesses, because both Pete and I, we work in our spaces. You're not, when you come to our businesses, you're not just coming to see whatever the inventory is. We're there working, and so everything in my gallery is made right there. It's not being brought in from somewhere else. And the other thing is that I also do, I have my work reproduced and licensed all over the world. So even though we're in this tiny little village, I know Pete and I are, our work is traveling really worldwide from just this one little place, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is, it's authentic. I mean, what they love about Kitty's work, she's known as Kitty. To her friends. And
now the secret's
out. Whoever comes through the door
is her friend.
We're going to
make Kitty, you know, it's Catherine. We're trying to be formal on the radio, and now the cat's out of the bag.
That's right, yeah. The kitty cat's out of the bag. Yeah.
So anyway, I know that in my case, for my work, the national accounts that I have, they like how authentic my work is. And
right.
It's not just a piece, it's a story, and you know, that momentum shows up in each of the designs. And, you know, and also my family business, you know, I'm an owner-operator, works with other family businesses in Rhode Island, the foundry, and also the polishing, finishing company up in Johnston. So these are important relationships that I've developed. And they started from the village known as Historic Four Corners.
There you go. And this is going to be a little bit of an unusual show this morning as far as company break is concerned, because sounds like any one of you could do your own company break show. but we're actually here to talk about the whole bunch of businesses, if you will, that make up that historic district. And there's not just galleries involved here or artisans, right? There's all kinds of other things involved. Could be things like ice cream.
Ray's Ice Cream has been around 30 plus years.
At least 30 years, yeah.
Yeah, making everybody very happy when on a hot summer day, walking around with ice cream cones. It works beautifully. But we also have clothing. There are a number of clothing stores, Salt and Tess and Carlos.
Tess and Carlos.
And a vintage clothes store, which Artemis.
Oh,
which
yes,
is on
Artemis.
Neck Road next to you.
It's almost like a little museum.
It is.
Of clothing.
It's
beautiful.
It's a wonderful place. And Sharon Rust is in the same building as Peter's Attic, where he has some wonderful antiques. He's been there a number of years, and he's quite helpful. And since in my gallery, we deal with antiques, we're always sending people back and forth. It's so friendly. I mean, everybody is everybody's friend in the neighborhood, and directions to other people's shops is second nature.
Yeah, and we all know what we each are doing. So someone comes in looking for something, you know where to direct them. Mm. I was thinking, you know, there's also Courtyards, which is, that's been in the neighborhood for 30 years.
Yeah.
They celebrated just last year, I think, 30 years. And they're an amazing store. They have all kinds of stuff in there. They have clothing and,
She has the best selection of greeting cards.
Yeah. And then actually in that neighborhood, in the Mill Pond Shop area, there's also Amy Lund, who's making, like, world-class, amazing weaving. She spins her own yarns and creates these incredible woven, like, blankets and...
Log carriers.
Yes.
Log carriers at Christmas time was a perfect thing for off-the-wall, what a good idea type things. And we have new Barksfield Botanicals, which just covers a wide range of interesting things to sell. And Pickley Annex is there, the chalk painting process where you can either buy the paint or you can buy furniture that's been repainted. It rounds things out for us so nicely as a neighborhood.
Mm. Yeah.
I think that the important thing is there's all kinds of businesses. You gave me a little map here of TivertonFourCorners.com. I'm sure you can get that on the website. If you go to TivertonFourCorners.com, good
F-O-U-R.
Point. It's Tiverton, F-O-U-R, Corners.com. And there are 30-some-odd businesses and places listed on there that are all part of this historic district, this historic area. We're going to get a little bit more information about some of those other businesses and some of the things going on, particularly some events. And you have a very active event calendar coming up. We'll talk about that right after we take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Company Break and Tiverton Four Corners. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with representatives of Tiverton Four Corners, which is a group of merchants that are in a very historic area of Rhode Island. And we are with Alex and Kitty and Peter. And Peter, we want to just kind of run down quickly some of the other businesses, if you will, or companies or events that are involved in this group.
Great, Mike. You referenced the map earlier, and I just wanted to go over some of what's going on there. A lot of customers arrive looking for one particular shop as a destination, but once they're here, they really do end up visiting all of the shops that are here, and there's quite a few. I mean, let's go through them together. Let's start with the jewelers. I'm a jeweler. There's the across the street, there's Tiffany Pay Jewelry, and then, as mentioned earlier, Sue Frieda and Arne Krebs are across the street. And we all actually do work for each other within the trade. So
very cooperative.
It's a cooperative environment. And, you know, if you take a look at what's going on in the art scene, there's Brenda Wrigley Scott is right across the hall from myself. And we talked about Kitty Lavelle with her paintings. So there's a lot going on in similar mediums with a lot of cooperation. That's the buzzword. There's two photographers in the neighborhood that have portraits for sale, and they're also hired out for different events. There's some food options at Four Corners. You have Four Corners Grill. I've been through that menu. It's a great spot to stop by.
It's the neighborhood lunchroom.
It is. It's the lunchroom.
You see everybody there.
As well as Provender, which has some great sandwiches and other legendary cookies. So the point I want to make is, you know, when you come down to Four Corners, you're going to find a whole lot more than what you were looking for. There's quite a bit there. It might even all be there.
It is all there.
It is.
And the best part is we have a map and a brochure. All of the vendors, all of the shops and studios have our brochure, which will be back from the printers any minute now.
Yes.
A fresh one.
Fresh off the press.
You will see on the inside the 31 places that we're talking about today. And you'll be able to get lost on your own time. And it'll be wonderful.
You know, and I was just thinking, we were just talking the other day about how we both got lost in Cutie Curls, which is this kids' consignment. And I guess she has new things as well, but she...
Ladies.
And adults, yes, for women. Ladies, it's a great little store. It's so cute in there. It's very pink and white and polka dotty. But that was
I
fun
I can't
in there.
Wait. Yeah. Pink and white and polka dotty.
Just right up your alley there, Mike.
All right.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
Well, it obviously is lots of things to do there, and it is a destination. So if people are in the beautiful downtown Providence area and want to make a beautiful day of it, they can go down and have different things. They can have things to eat, as you mentioned. They can have things to drink. There's even vineyards involved in this.
Yeah,
so,
the Saconic, what is Carolyn's
Saconic Vineyard, yeah.
Which has great concerts in the summer. They have the Coop Cafe that I've had lunch there. That's great. You sit out on the vineyard, look at everything, and beautiful, perfect summer afternoon thing to do.
On Thursday nights and every night in the summer, it's a carload charge to get in. It's really minor. And they have live music, and you can buy food from them and wine from them. And it's a wonderful way to spend an evening.
Really nice,
It's fun.
Now, we talked about some of the events, and you did give me a list of some things that are coming up. And I think it's important to mention to people that there are live concerts and things going on, and that's all on the website. But I don't know if you might want to mention a few of them. I noticed that, Kitty, when you gave this list, it starts with next weekend, May 9th and 10th.
Yes,
and it says
the Nestival.
Nestival.
Yes,
that's
Nestival.
Not a misprint.
No, that's an event. How many years have we been doing that? A few years now.
Yeah.
3 years. So it's a really great fundraiser. And this year, all of our money that we collect goes towards a scholarship for Tiverton youth. Whoever wins the scholarship, high school.
And people that participate can receive discounts and coupons for some of the other merchants,
so
right?
What you do is you pay to open an egg. Uh-huh. So each merchant has a little nest,
Nestival. Yeah. Right.
And in it are a little plastic egg that you can pay, I think, about $1 to be able to open. And whatever you get in there, there's some great things in there, some really good discounts and coupons.
Sounds like a great event.
And freebies.
And
excellent.
Freebies?
It's like a colonial scratch ticket.
It is a colonial scratch ticket.
Though, I mean, it goes from there. It goes to a garden and herb festival. And then there's a juried art show. And then an antique show. And on and on. But I'm a little disappointed.
Why?
Well, because tonight.
Yes.
Tonight. There's going to be a concert that's not listed on here.
Oh.
It's going to be at the Lions Club. And now I've traveled all over the world performing.
Oh, is that
I've been in
be
London.
You,
I've
Mike?
Been in California. Been
Are
everywhere.
You going to be
and
in
tonight,
our village?
And tonight, I'm going to be in Tiverton. And
Rock
you don't
on.
Have it on your list.
Well, that's because someone didn't get it on the website.
The Tiverton Lions Club. 28 Fish Road.
Down the street.
Just down the street.
Just down the street.
Not
so
far.
That's where I'll be tonight, so come on over.
Oh, we'll be over. We'll be at the stage door waiting for you,
Mike. All right. All right. So let's make sure you have that on the list next time.
Yeah.
So, Mike, when you said it's in a great spot to spend a day,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't take a half a day to get here from Providence.
3 days?
No, it's less than a half an hour. Okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
and once you're here, you can spend a good part of the day. Like you say, you've got the shops, you've got the restaurants off to the vineyard. There's some free public beaches very close by. And any one of the merchants can point you in a direction. We've got great maps. We've got a lot of we really know how to help you out in enjoying what we have going on here.
And if you have way too much fun during the day and don't want to leave, we have a couple of B&Bs right within the square.
There's one great one.
Oh,
yeah.
It's terrific. The Old Tiverton Four Corners Schoolhouse Number 1. It's a truly an old schoolhouse, and now it houses people beautifully.
It's a gorgeous bed and breakfast. Yeah. Actually, what Kristen would tell you is you can have the bed. She's not giving you breakfast. But this is part of the Saconnet Farm, the schoolhouse number 1. And the Saconnet Farm raises their own chickens, so they have fresh eggs there. And they also produce their own jams and jellies and
broilers.
Oh, the best chicken you will ever eat. On her farm, actually, are there still pigs there? There's always goats and there's chickens, but farm fresh eggs, they're better. You can't get a better egg. Yeah, yes.
Free range.
Yeah.
So lots of businesses that are involved with this. And as far as I know, we don't want to confuse people and say this is an association as such that you represent, but it basically is. You're all working together, and it's all included, and you all chip in and make these things happen, which is great. And don't we wish every community were like that? Unfortunately, they're not. But Tiverton, as Peter says, isn't that far away. Unless, you know, I mean, if you live in Woonsocket, well, forget it. But other than
pack
that.
Pack a lunch. Just pack a lunch.
But even from Westerly, they can get there, right? They can just come up the coast and they can
go
over. They can
go over
the bridge. They can go, you know, go right through that city there called Newport. Go up the you know, a little bit
it's
further.
It's a beautiful drive. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's a good way to do it.
I think we're a lot easier to get to than Newport.
Oh,
personally, I think. We're right off 24 on Route 77. Just follow it down a few miles. Pretty views. Pretty views to Newport.
Mm.
But it's very convenient.
Very convenient. Let's talk a little bit more. We got a couple minutes left, and I just want to make sure I get some questions in about your individual places, since you are the three that took the time out of your busy schedules to be here and get up early on a Saturday morning and tell everybody about this. Let's go back to Kitty, and let's talk a little bit more about what they might find when they go into your place.
Well, they'll find me, and I'll be there painting. That's usually what I'm doing when people come in.
I'm not being funny. Is that 7 days? Are you open 7 days? Or?
Right now, I'm open Thursdays through Sundays from 12 to 5.
So the interesting thing to be, what do you do Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday?
I'm still in there painting.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, I love when people come in. It's great, and I love to chat with people. I have people who have come from all over the world into my gallery, which is amazing. And the conversations you have with people are just great, but it means that I'm not painting when they're talking to me. So I am there a lot, especially in the summertime.
But painting?
Yes.
Not sculpting?
I'm not a sculptor.
Okay,
I'm not a 3D person.
So I just want to make sure that people understand what they're going after.
Yeah.
When
so there. I have paintings that I do a lot of large paintings. And I also have plenty of little ones because I know people, not everybody wants to invest in a big painting, but there's a lot of little paintings so you can get like a little bite of the other things.
Well, sometimes, though, as an artist, the little painting doesn't mean it's less expensive, right? Necessarily.
Well, I try to make a range.
Okay, right.
But I also do commissions, and that's what I do mostly in the wintertime when things are very slow. I work mostly on commission. So if people come into the gallery and see a painting, but it's not quite the right size, or they
not
like
the right color,
not the right color,
match their room or writing.
Yeah, and that's something that I love to do. So that's a huge part of my business, and that's another thing Pete and I have in common, which is to really have a conversation with someone and understand what it is, why they're, you know, responding to the painting.
And why don't you give everyone your website if you have one?
Yes, my website is klovell.com, KLOVELL.
All right. And Alex, let's go over to you just a little bit more about what you do and how about your website and things like that.
Well, my partner Elaine and I travel to Istanbul each year, once or twice, to find treasures that our neighbors and friends will want to bring home with them. Oriental rugs, which to us are pieces of art, we treat them visually that way. the floor is your fifth wall in your home. So you should dress it with art, and that's how we approach it. But we also bring back pottery, textiles, scarves, towels, wonderful jewelry. We have fun mixing everything that we see in our neighborhood with our pieces, and it seems everything works out pretty copacetically. And we are at Silk Road Gallery 4, numeral 4, .com. So check us out. We're having a great time. Our partners, Sue and Arne, in Gallery 4, are major designers. Susan just crochets a piece of wire into fine jewelry and a large sculpture as a dress. It just is amazing what she comes up with. Arne works in Mokume, specifically designing rings using this ancient Japanese process of melding metals together. And it complements, both of their jewelry complements what Tiffany Pei creates across the street with her gems and what Peter does. As Peter was saying, we all work together, and it's so obvious that it's a wonderful meld of different types of work. We also have some new neighbors. Next door to Gallery 4 is the Sakonnet Collective, and they have a upcoming show this summer, and they've established themselves as painters. There's a furniture maker there who does wonderful pieces. They moved into our neighborhood from last year, from being a little ways down the street. So I think that there more people are finding out about them, which is great. And Arch Contemporary Ceramics, Charlie Barmond, has moved in next to the Meeting House, which is behind Gallery 4 in the neighborhood. Charlie does some beautiful ceramic work. It's outside as well, light, airy studio. You can see him working. And it brings us to the Meeting House, which is not only a place, a venue for weddings and meetings. We have movies there on Wednesdays often. There are children's plays there. And in the yard, there are a couple of acres of sculpture that just boggle your mind. There are elks back there, and there's a panther. And it's it's just a wonderful place to go to Gray's, get an ice cream, and walk around.
All right. Sounds terrific. Peter, that brings us to you. Do you have a website where people can see your work?
I do. My website address is Studio by the Sea, SEARI.com.
All right. And people can check that out. And traditionally, if people have, as you mentioned, old jewelry or treasures, they can come to you and get estimates. So how does that work?
Well, it's what they do is they bring what they have. We sit down together and we design something together, and we start with words. And those words are, what is it that you want to end up with? And then we look at what they have to work with, whether it's their older pieces and their budget. And then we talk about how I'm going to do it as a jeweler. And then we finish up with words, Mike.
All right.
And those words are, I love it. You did a great job. So
all
it's
right.
It's an engaging process, and it's one that is very rewarding for me as a practitioner.
Well, once again, I want to thank the three of you for coming in. We could have really spent a half hour talking about each one of you. And Alex, just a little wrap-up.
The most important person in the Tiverton Four Corner area is a gentleman by the name of Jim Weir. He and his wife, Roz, had this whole plan to make an artist's area. And they, 30 years ago, and have succeeded beautifully. Unfortunately, we lost Jim a couple of years ago. And when you go to the Meeting House and see those sculptures, there are daffodil beds that we all planted in memory of this wonderful man who made it all possible for us to be here.
Yeah, it was really his vision to have a working artist village. And so that's really what he created and what we all, you know, we just all take to it. No one when you come in as a new business, you don't necessarily know that, but it is what happens, that you are fulfilling Jim's dream, which is great.
Well, that sounds like a great way to wrap it up. Again, I thank the three of you for coming in. For all of you listening, hope you get out to Tiverton Four Corners, beautiful historic area, and take advantage of the shops and the events going on. Once again, the website that you can get all the information on is Tiverton, F-O-U-R, corners.com. Until next time, I'm Mike Mano. We'll see you back again on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start riding to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart. Tune up and start to whistle while you work.